Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
We're talking with Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, about the Brian Walsh murder case, the disappearance and the death of Anna Walsh, the bizarre Google search histories, the just utterly bizarre behavior and utterly insane explanation that he simply panicked. And that's why his wife was chopped up into 1,000 pieces. And that's why he made these searches. It's all innocent. It's all normal. You can leave your comments in the comments section on YouTube as we continue to break through this. Prosecutors revealed those Google searches, including how long before a body starts to smell. Can you be charged with murder without a body? The search about teeth, about can you identify a body without teeth for dental records? So many of these made New Year's Day. What does this tell us about the kind of calculated research that he was doing and the mind behind it in terms of premeditation? Because we don't see, and this is part of what the defense is arguing, is that, see, he wasn't searching about murder before she died. He was just searching about best places to get divorced and things like that. And if you're concerned about that, that's a logical search. It really is. The murder, the disposing of body parts, the seemingly clueless look into what to do with the body, like searching if you can embalm someone in your house within 3 hours of her death. It seems insane. It also seems clueless and to have no idea, almost as if someone was met with a very sudden shock of you're in this situation. How do I deal with it? Mm-hmm. What does it say about how this person is processing this information and how different it would be from a healthy brain?
I can't imagine any, I mean, I can't imagine dismembering a body, anyone's body, I mean, yeah. at all. And no. certainly the parent of my children. What in the world? This is somebody who processes the world very, very differently. It's all about preserving himself. It's mm-hmm. not a normal reaction at all. It's someone who doesn't relate to other humans in a normal way. It's so far out of what, I mean, how could a jury listen to this and buy the story? I don't know. I guess we'll see. But it's so cold and so calculating. That's what makes it so weird, I think.
Yeah.
How is it different if somebody has a dead body and disposes of it in the woods versus dismembering? What is the difference? I mean, obviously both are gross and just for people who think on a normal way, this is wrong. This is not how you take care of a body, but there's a difference between I just dump them in the lot behind my apartment complex, or I cut them up and took them to a dumpster. There's a difference in that mentality, right?
It sure feels like there's a difference, and I don't know that I have any psych studies that can prove what the difference is, but it certainly strikes me as sadistic, and it's a level of dehumanizing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that just makes us all cringe so much. It may be possible to put yourself in some bizarre scenario where you had to dispose of a body, not something I've ever Google searched about. Yeah. But you could probably imagine in a weird circumstance leaving a body somewhere. But the act of taking a hacksaw and cutting someone apart, it's just so far out of our reality that
It's shocking because it's a visceral response. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most of us, we'd be throwing up. We'd be, we're not as humans, at least most of us are not wired to be able to do that. It's why when we smell the scent of death of a body, we are disgusted. It's a warning sign. Yeah. It's in us. It's archaic. That's a sign of warning to get away because you could be next. Mm-hmm. Someone who's able to just carry these things out as if they're adding extra pickles to a McRib, it's a different kind of wiring where it just seems to completely override that instinct, that guttural instinct, that visceral instinct that most people have. And I mean, maybe that's a good thing for some folks because we need surgeons. We need people who are able to be in the world that can see those things and not immediately want to vomit. Mm-hmm. But then you have people like this that seem to be able to do this and then go order the kids Happy Meals and, never mind. I just took her femur out over here. Hey, kids, what toy did you get this week? Mm-hmm. That's a very different way of compartmentalized thinking, is it not?
I would sure say so. It's in the bizarre category. And the idea that your kids are in the other room and you can be so cold and calculating and sadistic, it's, as I say, those poor kids.
That's mm-hmm. their mom
yeah.
that he was cutting yeah. up. And yeah. the other thing, were they seeing him taking out trash in bags? They had just had a party. Did it seem like he's just cleaning up? Did they actually physically see him removing things from the house? And gee, that was mom.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I mean, and he's trying to, they're trying to portray this as a loving marriage, a good relationship. They're joking about their future and this or that. They're really trying to downplay that there was this cheating going on her part. He was kind of blindsided by it, but he was in it to win it, and obviously it didn't go that way. This whole double life that they're trying to portray of this, What does it tell us about the facade that someone is able to put on in a situation like this, where they can sit there and they can act and say, oh, this is this great, loving, wonderful marriage. But then in literally the next breath, if this person dies, and let's say it was suddenly, let's say she did just have this sudden death for whatever reason. She wakes up, there she is, she's not moving, she's dead. To go from, oh my God, my wife died, to my next reaction is, where's the nearest Lowe's so I can get a hacksaw? It just screams of something completely different of what's going on in the mindset. Even if you're in an unhappy marriage and you know that things are not going well, that's usually not where you're going to go if that partner dies of natural causes. You'd think there'd at least be the care, the respect for the remains of this person who bore your three children, who are in the next room having McDonald's. Just the basics of this, just the human decency. But it appears he doesn't have any of that. And there are certainly indicators and signs that the human decency didn't exist with him. The example would be the way he handled the Andy Warhol forgeries that he was selling to people and got caught at, a financial crime, if you will. In some ways, it kind of bears example to Alec Murdaugh, if we're to believe that he killed his wife and son with all of his financial crimes. He's over here. He's able to do all this without blinking an eye, but we're shocked that he could kill his wife and son. Maybe not so much. You know, because that mask that he's able to wear over here, he can do that pretty good. Who's to say, I mean, is there really a line with people like this? If you're able to pull just god-awful financial crimes on injured and maimed people, clients of yours, it's, I don't think that far of a stretch to think that it wouldn't be hard to go murder somebody over here. It's kind of a similar thing with Walsh.
Yeah, it does make you think of Murdaugh and the particularly with Murdaugh, the cruelty in his financial crimes. It's at what point, because certainly not all cluster B people become violent, and even the ones that become violent don't stoop to this degree, but it certainly would weigh heavily on a jury that if a person can so effortlessly commit all these other crimes, who's to say that they didn't cross the line and do something like this?
Do people like this start to believe their own myth, their own story here? I mean, this is obviously, it seems like he's a serial deceiver in some ways. I mean, how is he managing the cognitive dissonance here? I mean, believing his own lies while knowing the truth, or is it just that magical compartmentalization that some of these people have where it just doesn't affect them?
I think it's really uncanny to what degree they can shift reality in their perceptions and come up with reasons and rationale why they did the right thing and why it was necessary, even though they don't completely compartmentalize and think, no, I didn't really do what I did. Mm-hmm. They can come up with reasons why, well, I had to do it. Therefore, they may go to sleep at night just fine, still believing that I'm a good person. You know, I did what I had to do. And in lesser degrees, you know, when it comes to the financial crimes, you know, I wasn't really doing anything wrong. I didn't really hurt anybody and I needed money. Therefore, it was justified. So there's a lot of strange perceptual distortions that happen mentally for them. That's something that we can't, our brains don't work that way. So we can't really wrap our head around how would you sleep at night? But you know what? Most of them sleep fine.
Yeah. And that's a scary thing. Is there a world in which this literally is the story? She dies suddenly, and this is the solution he came to. Not because he killed her, but because his brain said, you got to hide this, because there's such a level of paranoia that he thought, I'm going to be blamed for her murder. And somehow in that infinite lack of wisdom there, getting rid of the body, making her disappear was going to be the best case scenario. We already know he doesn't make great decisions, but this would be like the ultimate in like horrible, horrible decisions, getting rid of the one thing that could actually prove you didn't kill her. You're destroying that in fear that they're going to find it. It's like, I'm afraid of what I'm going to be afraid of type thinking. Is there a world where this is just the reality, and it's crazy, but it is what happened?
I hesitate to say that anything's impossible. So,
sure.
You know, we can say maybe, but would I swallow that story? No. Anyone, even a spouse that you were divorcing, a spouse that you had very negative feelings about, your first impulse would be to call 911. That's what
you'd
do.
Think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would never occur to me that, I mean, you might think, well, maybe they'll blame me for this, but it would never occur that, okay, now I've got to dismember the body and go through this elaborate story and then lie about it for weeks. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can't imagine, I couldn't swallow that one.
Yeah. There's another aspect to the story that I find fascinating, and that's the allegations that his mother hired a private investigator just prior to the murder taking place or the death taking place here to follow Anna around, to find out if she was having an affair in D.C. It points to, obviously, there was some curiosity or suspicion that she might have been having an affair. So it shows that there's some awareness going on there. But I find it odd that the 40-some-year-old's mother is looking to hire a PI for her son to try and answer that sort of question. It really plays into the whole dynamics of this guy, of the handholding of mom. I'm wondering, obviously it would be pure speculation at this point, but it seems like a rather unhealthy dynamic if this is the steps that were being taken and by whom.
I think we can call that one out as weird, definitely.
Yeah.
Was this an intent to try to get some kind of evidence that they thought would be to his advantage in a divorce? Possibly. Mm-hmm. People do that sometimes. I don't know that it always matters, but I guess it depends on the state laws if it's going to help. Mm-hmm. But for a mother to stick her nose in like this is weird. That is weird. And that's a sign. Makes me think of enabling again, trying to rescue her baby. And that's never a good thing.
And that's what makes me think about his whole personality arc as a whole of like, is this how he's lived his whole life? Mommy's come to the rescue over and over and over. And it's literally still going on. And this is just kind of how his pathology works because of that sort of enabling. At least it's probably a part of it in some way, shape or form. It's part of the pie that makes up the rotten brain that he has.
Has a Norman Bates feel to it, doesn't it?
In a way, yeah. It does. It's certainly unhealthy. It's where the cord hasn't ever been truly cut.
Yeah.
In any sort of healthy way. Stacey, what are some of the questions that we're getting over in the comments?
Gen Z says, I'm still interested in the private investigator that his mom hired, follows the wife back to the house, and then never saw her leave again because he took her out part by part in trash bags. So if that is a true fact that this PI was hired, was the PI outside the house wondering, where's Anna? Why haven't we seen her leave?
No, I would think certainly they're wondering, you know, that would certainly be part of it. What else do we have?
It's like Barry Morphew minus the art fraud was another comment that I saw that was interesting. More things going back to our discussion about kids and things that social media has a lot to do with the changes, because now you get blasted if you discipline your kids.
Yeah.
So just a lot more thoughts about things that we were talking about earlier.
Let's talk about Anna a little bit. Obviously, she seemed like someone who was successful. She had a good career going. She was the breadwinner. She wasn't, you know, performing art fraud for a living, as Brian was. And she was really kind of keeping the ship afloat. And they both seem to know that. That's been evidenced in some of the texts and writings and communications back and forth between the two. That being said, you're successful, you have three kids. She's obviously somewhat unhappy or seeking some sort of validation elsewhere from probably a more stable human being. That's why she's allegedly is having that affair. Why stay? I mean, it's a simple question so many people are going to ask, and it's a very complex answer to a certain extent. But why do we see this so often where you have one partner that really has their shit together and then the other one over here that's, you know, literally one step away from prison at any given moment in their life by their own choices? Mm-hmm.
We have to wonder about his ability to charm and manipulate, which at this point we don't know that. But that would be my guess, because very intelligent people can be bamboozled. And often the person, you know, the we'll just say the criminally oriented person knows their vulnerabilities and knows how to manipulate them. Mm-hmm. And there could have been a million ways that she was bright and successful and seemed to have a lot of power in the world, but she felt confused about him. And I've certainly been there, and I think a lot of us have. And it does sound like, because of the affair, she was working her way out of it. And often that's how people end relationships. It's more of a behavioral acting out. But when they're having trouble just making a clean break, they work themselves out of the relationship by having an affair. And then it becomes, well, see, now I've done this, I've really got to end it, I've got to get out of it. So That's quite possible.
And I wonder, and I want to get your response to this, because I think a lot of people feel this way when you have a partner that is toxic, that has something that's going on mentally, whether it be a personality disorder or something of that nature, that is just wreaking havoc, causing chaos for everybody. If you're the sane partner and you're the one that's doing everything and keeping the ship afloat, there's also a significant fear in most of us of, okay, if I do leave this, if I do end this, well, my kids are going to have to spend 50% of their time with this other person.
Yeah.
That's going to be the law, unless I can prove something really, really dramatic here, because that's what it really takes to not have that happen. And even then, half the time, they still end up having to spend 50% of the time with the dangerous or toxic, manipulative, personality disordered individual, because the courts aren't going to see it that way. So a lot of people sit and they stay and they feel like they need to be the referee. Yeah. And they need to be the person that's going to be the padding on the walls for the sake of the children.
They're protecting. Yeah, they 1,000%
can't protect.
Yep.
Been there, done that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because of the fear of the consequences of, well, at least if I'm here, I can be the padding on the walls for the kids. I can at least monitor what's going on here with this other parent. What would you say to someone out there watching or listening to this who's identifying in some way, shape, or form to this case, going, I get it. I get why she stayed. Because of those kids. There's three of them here. And if she leaves, then that means that's 50% of the time that her kids are with that. And you don't have control of any of that. And control's maybe not even the word, but just you don't have the oversight to protect your children in a situation like that. What do you say to a mother, to a father who's in that sort of a situation prior to being murdered, who may be experiencing that right now?
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare when kids are involved. And yeah, custody can go 50-50. It can even go 100% to the person who's so messed up. I mean, I've seen that happen, because they've got funds to hire a great lawyer. The other person may not have funds. And often the one with the better lawyer ends up being the one that convinces the judge that they need primary custody of the kids. So it can go sideways. And, you know, it's hard to say what the path through it is, other than get a good therapist and get the best lawyer you can possibly afford. It's a rough one. And
is it ever the answer to stay?
Wow. There's a question.
Yeah, that's a really big question. And that's where I would say you've got to work that through on a case-by-case basis, yeah. You know, with people who have a lot of information and can really sit with you and go over your specific situation, look mm-hmm. for resources. It's tough. I mean, when there's physical violence or the risk of being killed, sometimes people have to go into a domestic violence program, a shelter, and try to disappear. I've seen people who felt they needed to do that. It's really a case by case thing. And the other thing that you know is relevant is people often intuit that if they leave, if they file those divorce papers, there's going to be something big and bad that happens. And a certain percentage of the time, it's murder. Or murder-suicide, or mm-hmm. familicide, where the kids are killed. And so I hesitate to always say, just get out. It's really easy to say that. It's a lot harder mm-hmm. to do that, and it can be very scary.
There's a very dangerous time window there when someone's going through all of this where those odds certainly go up, and I don't think many are super aware of that because, you know, you reach a breaking point, and some people are like, I'm done. I'm out. This is it. But having some strategy in that process can not completely negate your risk factors. They're always going to be there if you have an unhealthy cluster B type partner that you don't know what they're capable of. But there are certainly ways of, I guess, cushioning the blow to other said brain to maybe reduce your odds of something horrific happening. What can you speak to about that dangerous period when someone's trying to get away, but not trying to, you know, necessarily blow up the ship and then get hit in the head with a piece of shrapnel that flies off of it?
It's really rough. I mean, you really do have to sit with them and, you know, meaning speaking as a therapist, and go over what are the risk factors here? Mm-hmm. Does this person have firearms? What kind of violence has there been in the past? Because I can even think of several cases where one is a woman who's a Facebook friend who went to stay with her parents and took the kids, and the guy came over with a gun and shot the parents mm-hmm. and her. And, you know, the Facebook friend, obviously she survived. I had another couple where the guy came over, shot her in the back through the window while the kids were home, and then shot himself. She did survive as well, fortunately, but she will never be normal again after being shot in the back. So it's really hard to say. And in both of those cases, that was a surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have any hints before that was going to happen. So it's one of those things where, you know, it's just a really hard call. And so I would hesitate to give global advice on how to do it when, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with.
I think that's where some of the fear comes from too. It's not just, I don't know what my life is going to look like when I leave this marriage. It's what's going to happen when I finally, quote unquote, pull this trigger, pull the ripcord and say, I'm out. Is this person going to snap?
Right.
Whereas we, you know, maybe saw some stress factors from them. Will this push them over the edge that they're about to lose half of their stuff? Maybe things mm-hmm. will be revealed. It's a very terrifying time.
It is a terrifying time. And I've been in the position of having to do, it's called a Tarasoff warning, based on a court case by a therapist who heard about a therapist who heard threats from a client about killing his ex-wife and didn't do anything. And the woman who was killed was named Tarasoff, was her last name. And so therapists are now required. We are supposed to, if there is a credible threat made, we are supposed to contact law enforcement and make every attempt to notify the victim. And I have had to do that on a number of occasions. You know, I never had a victim, someone that, you know, I was working with the perpetrator or the victim where it happened. where I heard a threat and then didn't act, you know, but I've certainly had to call police because, you know, it's all about confidentiality. We are not ever to break confidentiality except in a case of abuse, violence, or this kind of a threat. And I have made one on Thanksgiving a number of years ago. I was down at the police department showing texts that I had gotten from somebody making very clear threats who had gone out and bought a gun. And he was my client. But yeah, I had to break confidentiality. And then I was afraid for my own life.
Sure.
Because we lived in a very small town. It wasn't hard to find out where I lived. And you know, it was not a good situation. So therapists can get frightened by it too.
Sure. I mean, and what is, I mean, twofold, like what is the person who's receiving this information supposed to do with that? When the therapist calls and says, hey, I got a client that's your ex-partner or whatever they are. And they're talking about killing you. They, you know, maybe they bought a gun, maybe they didn't, whatever it may be. Okay, you have the information. No crime has been committed yet. Police really, they can't necessarily act on much at that point, can they? I mean, some ways it feels like, well, this is a great, I mean, I hate to use a term, it's a great way to stir the pot even more of a pot that's already almost boiling over. If someone's already expressing these sort of things, then they find out, oh, they found out my plan. That feels like it would almost like, well, we just added a little more baking soda to this and then now it's really flowing over.
Right, right.
And it, rather than it's not necessarily tampering it down, it's good. I certainly agree. That person needs to be aware, but it almost seems like, hey, by the way, we just lit the fuse too.
Yeah. In this case, the Thanksgiving event, the police did go out immediately. And because I had shown them the actual text, I think they took it very seriously. And he had just purchased a gun, which he acknowledged in the text. It's like, how dumb is that? If you wanted to get away with this, you're texting the therapist. This is what I did. Yeah. And this is what I'm going to do. I guess it shows a high level of trust that
it was an exercise. It's like writing the letter you never send.
Yeah. It's like this was, you know, because of course I had to turn him in. And,
sure.
And they did lock him up. And I think it was on the, you know, the threat of terrorist threats, I think is what they called it. And she was notified. And, you know, what can you do if I couldn't notify her personally because I didn't have her full name and I didn't have her contact information, but the police could found her. And, you know, sometimes people need to go into hiding, you know, go somewhere where he's not going to look for you and get away. And it's bad.
Do a lot of people... It feels like it could be something where a lot of folks will, if they're in that situation, not even realize they're in that situation. They're thinking, that can't happen to me. That's only on Dateline, says everyone who's ever been on Dateline. And the thought process is, you know, they're going to be angry, but it's not going to go that far. That's not the truth. In so many cases, there's a reason that all these people are on Dateline and they're on our show and on everything, because these sort of things, they happen. They happen in real life. They happen in every community. They're not stars. There's nothing special that makes them, you know, worthy of that. This is going to be something that happens. And these are just the cases that we hear about when they're on Dateline or something like that. For people in relationships who may recognize some of these patterns, what are some of the warning signs that someone is capable of this kind of deception, manipulation, and violence before it occurs? Are there signs that people can look at and should be aware of and not just brush off as, they're spouting off?
It's tough. I think somebody who's got anger management problems, somebody that puts holes in walls, I'm speaking of my late husband.
Sure.
Somebody who kicks the dog, you know, who has this, and maybe they look completely charming on the outside and everybody thinks what a great guy he is, or she, right? It can go both genders here. We usually think of men doing these kind of things, and usually it is, but you know, it's that ability to be the chameleon and to compartmentalize and show the world this completely charming side. And that's when people go, well, that's the real him. That's that's the person I'm in love with, or that's the person I fell in love with. And this other part of him, you know, that's not really him. And I just encourage people to look at the whole and to see that this is a person with, you know, a dual nature, and you have to take it seriously. And as I describe in my book, because this feels like a setup for that, you know, I was married to somebody who was capable of violence, who killed himself the day I told him I wanted a divorce. And I was blindsided. I was completely shocked. I had no idea that he would ever hurt a person, you know, in that kind of way, and hurt himself in that kind of way. I mean, you just don't always know. So I think people have to be very careful about when they end a relationship, how they do it. And, you know, keep in mind when it comes to the suicide, that's a choice, and that's not something that you should ever stay in a marriage just because you get the threat of, oh, well, I'm going to kill myself if you leave. I think you need a therapist involved to help you through that. And if you don't have money for a therapist, go to a domestic violence program and get help with that, because that can really keep you hostage. But in my case, I didn't know that he would do that. He was never suicidal. He had never threatened. He had never made those plans. But the way he did it, it was aggressive, and it was this stage scenario, and it was designed to say, look what you made me do, and I'll get you. I'll make you pay forever. So there, it's this unpredictable factor when you get into cluster B personalities that make it, I think, very scary, and we all have to take it seriously, that there's just the potential. But particularly if somebody has rage episodes, as my husband did, that was the reason I wanted out of the marriage, primarily was the duplicitous behavior, the lying and the rage episodes. And I wasn't hit. And so I didn't frame it as domestic violence because I didn't have a closed fist at my face, but I got pushed and shoved and certainly intimidated. And then yet there was this charming side, and that was the side that I always fell for. And some of these people can be very manipulative, and they know what your vulnerabilities are. And as a partner, you often have high empathy, but don't let your empathy trap you in a relationship where you're being hurt.
Basically, start being more glass half empty. I think it's a healthier, safer way of looking at things than half full. And it's not to be negative. It's because it's reality. Stop searching for the redeeming qualities and start accepting the repulsive ones for what they are. And ask yourself, there may be some redeeming pieces over here, but do you really want to stay in this life of black mold that's around you? It was once a lovely building, and now it's been abandoned, and there's black mold everywhere. You can keep inhaling it. Isn't this a nice chandelier? It doesn't remediate the mold problem that that person may have. And that's what I'm looking at. I feel like in this case, with the art fraud that he was found guilty of, that's some mental gymnastics that you're going to sit there and try and find other redeeming qualities in your husband for to stick around with. But again, maybe it's the kids. There's a lot of reasons that, that someone may be sticking around. But the constant search for redemption, that needs to stop in so many relationships, because it's just not there and it's never going to be there.
Yeah, don't fall in love with potential is what I always say, right? You've got what you've got, and this is what you're going to have. And don't, hope is your enemy in that kind of situation.
It's the hope that kills you. That's what they say on Ted Lasso.
Well, and at the end too, at the end of the day, narcissism always wins. Not the narcissist, the narcissism wins, because it destroys the narcissist and anybody in its wake as well. My goodness. Great conversation, Siobhan Scott. Thank you so much for being here. If you want to read her book that she's been talking about, it is great. It is Nightbird. It's available right now wherever books are sold. Stuff it in a stocking. Put it underneath a tree. Put it underneath someone's pillow and just don't say a word about it. And they're like, what is this? And you just wink and go to sleep. Why not? It's the holidays. Anyway, check that out. And leave us your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there, so you can join in those conversations. Until next time, for Siobhan and Stacey and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.